The social media giant Twitter is being forced to confront a serious threat to its profitability, cyberbullying. In internal emails leaked to a news website, the Twitter CEO says he's ashamed of his company's handling of bullies. Dick Costolo says harassed users are now abandoning the service. And as part of the quarterly financial results announcement overnight, Twitter reported disappointing user growth in the final 3 months of last year. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
Twitter makes money by selling advertising space in front of the eyeballs of its almost 300 million monthly users. So any sign that those users aren't logging on as often as they once were is bad news for investors who've helped push up Twitter's market value to $25 billion since it listed on the New York Stock Exchange 18 months ago. And Twitter's chief executive, Dick Costolo, sought to assure investors during a teleconference briefing this morning that holding on to users is his priority.
We have a number of projects underway to grow our user base and provide a compelling, valuable experience to anyone in the world, whether they have a Twitter account or not.
But despite that promise, new user growth was slower than many analysts were expecting in the final quarter of 2014. In fact, there was a net loss of 4 million monthly active users. The company's overall revenue for the period was $479 million, double what it was a year earlier. Yet it didn't make a profit. It posted a net loss of $79 million. Nonetheless, Twitter's share price closed higher on Wall Street after a promise of even stronger revenue growth this year from the company's chief financial officer, Anthony Noto.
For the full year 2015, we expect revenue to be in the range of $2.3 to $2.35 billion and adjusted EBITDA to be $550 to $575 million.
In the meantime, a series of leaked emails to the website The Verge has revealed the depth of Twitter's struggle to stamp out a serious threat to its user growth. In an email to staff, Dick Costolo says he's ashamed and embarrassed by how Twitter's dealt with the issue during his tenure as CEO. He says, "We suck at dealing with abuse and trolls on the platform, and we've sucked at it for years. Trolls are serial pests who use Twitter's 140-character posts to harass and threaten other users." Dick Costolo says it's a problem that's scaring away loyal users, and he adds, "We're going to start kicking these people off right and left and making sure that when they issue their ridiculous attacks, nobody hears them." But technology commentator Still Garion says that's harder than it sounds.
For all this image we have of these social media companies and social networking companies being big data centers and millions of dollars worth of computers, dealing with these complaints is handled manually. They've got bunches of workers in the Philippines and elsewhere being paid minimum wage to look at dodgy videos, to read dodgy comments, and delete them manually. And this massive third world labour source is not something that scales up easily.
What is the risk here? I mean, how poisonous is this kind of culture that Dick Costolo is talking about? Does it really have the potential to scare away the core user base of Twitter?
Twitter could easily be broken by something like this because a social network lives on its cool factor, the idea that it is providing a safe and fun place for all of the people participating in it. The brief but rather frantic history of the internet is littered with companies that were going to be the next big thing and are now a joke. Tiny little fragmentary ghettos of what might have once been the next big thing, but for whatever random reason, they suddenly became unfashionable and they're dust.
He goes by one name, that's technology commentator Still Garion, ending Pat McGrath's report.